Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I just want to say I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you so much. I am just over the top because we have 2,000 downloads. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. Over 2,000 downloads. We finally hit that benchmark. All right. Bueno, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Marti Ángel. Soy su servidora. Y estoy orgullosamente agradecida que están aquí conmigo. Today, guys. Today is a special one because I want to share with you a presentation that I did for a few of my coaches, and it was amazing. They really had some positive feedback, and so I want to share with you this recording. It is the three most important blocks that are keeping us from our success as entrepreneurs, okay? So, as you listen, just see if that's you, if that has ever stopped you, or if you've ever thought about it. So I want to share this recording with you. As you listen, please take notes. It was very successful for my coaches, as I said. Hoy voy a darles una presentación, les voy a compartir una presentación que di con un grupo de mujeres emprendedoras, y al final de este voy a regresar y ojalá les guste. Thank you guys so much. So, here we go. The three things, the reason that you are blocking yourself, three critical things that you need to do, that you need to take care of, that you need to look at, that may be blocking your success. All right, guys, here we go. I hope you enjoy. Hey, everybody. So, Marty Angel here, and I wanted to share with you, and there's no way to turn. I do need glasses to read. It's just a consequence of my age, guys. But anyway, I'm still here with you. I would like to share with you three obstacles that as an entrepreneur we tend to run up against. There are obstacles that are easy to overcome, simple to overcome, sort of, simple and easy. But these three obstacles, as an entrepreneur, are really, really important for us to understand. So one of the things that I want you to understand is when you're an entrepreneur, you have to have a personal mission statement. Truly you do. And I have a personal mission statement, and it's just a reminder that to me, what my mission statement is to me, not for my business, guys, but for me. So it's really important. I'll read it to you real quick. My mission statement is that I will overcome all obstacles today doing what ordinary people won't do to achieve my goals, so that this will allow me to share and enjoy more time and more fun and more happiness with my family, something that ordinary people don't do. Now, this is a very personal mission statement for me to move me beyond those obstacles. Because when those obstacles hit, as an entrepreneur, you've got to have something to move you forward. So let me share with you what I'm talking about. What's really important is that the three biggest obstacles to being a successful entrepreneur, we need to understand them, we need to honor them, and we need to foresee them so that we can make allowances, like writing that mission statement that's going to keep you moving forward. For example, today is Friday. It's the close of the week. People are taking a look at their numbers and things like that. So it's really important for us to take a look at what we're actually doing. So now, the first obstacle I want to share with you is perfectionism. And I'm not perfect, so I have some notes that I wrote down, but perfectionism, you know, where it hits us is that we're so bent on having everything perfect. I know, I'm a recovering perfectionist, guys, that I won't put something out, or I didn't want to put something out until it was perfect. And you know what? At the end of the day, it is never perfect, guys. It is never perfect. So you've got to make sure that you take the action to move forward, get it just so, and you can always fix it later, guys. Just keep moving. It's, you know, movement is really important and key. So that's number one. Number two is fear. Okay, so fear. The fear comes to us, guys, when, you know, when we're thinking about, oh my gosh, if I say this, maybe they won't want it. So it's the fear of rejection, truly, the fear of rejection. We don't like to be rejected for whatever that reason is. And let me give you a little story. And I know that feel of rejection. I can remember when I was like about 8 years old, and I went up to my aunt to give her a kiss goodbye as we were leaving. And I remember so clearly, she stood there with her hands like this and said, "Nope, nope, nope, I don't give kisses." I felt so rejected. And so, you know what I did? What I did was I became very cold, and I didn't hug anybody because that was my way of putting together a mechanism to protect myself from the fear of rejection. Many years later, I realized that that's what I had been doing. And so now I remember that, and I use that as a tool for me to move past that fear of rejection. And when I'm feeling like I'm going to be rejected, I actually push by making sure I go up to that person. And if that person rejects me, I allow it to just kind of move through me. I just allow it to just move through me, guys. So let go of that fear of rejection. And the third thing that I want to share with you is worry. Oh my gosh, worry killed the cat, right? So worry, we're always worried. And worry looks like this. What if, air quotes, what if? What if it doesn't work that way? What if they don't like it? What if I'm look too old? What if I'm not perfect? What if my hair doesn't look good? What if, hey, take a look at me, guys, it's cold out there. What if they don't like my hat? Oh, well, you know, at the end of the day, that worry is just going to be another obstacle that if you want to succeed as an entrepreneur, you must move forward, guys. You must move past those fears. And at the end of the day, you know, what we've got to make sure to do, and I'm looking at my notes, guys, to make sure that I'm quick, short, and to the point. At the end of the day, to achieve success as an entrepreneur, these three obstacles are going to be with us all the time. And so you've just got to breathe in, allow that the three of them to be there, make peace with them, accept them. So the three A's, like I teach my students, right? Number one is awareness that the fear is there. Number two is acceptance that the fear is there, or that one of those three obstacles are there. And, you know, number three, the third A, is take the action. Keep moving forward, guys. Keep moving forward. If that action step that you're taking isn't working right now, you can always take another one. We tend to forget as entrepreneurs that we have choices. We do have choices, guys. And if it doesn't work, do it again. Choose again. Choose again. When you stop choosing, you're going to stop growing. All right, guys. That's it. That's my tips for the day. And I hope you have a great day. This is Friday, and tomorrow we're expecting rain in San Diego. Anyway, have a great Friday, everybody. I hope you found these tips successful. If you did, would you please leave me an emoji? I'm going to wave at somebody who is staying with me. Thank you. And drop me an emoji and share this. Tag somebody that maybe you want to hear this. All right? Have a great Saturday. Have a great Friday and a great Saturday. Bye, guys. Well, there you have it, guys. I hope that you found value in this. It was very successful. We had a great turnout for that event. And I encourage you to do all of the things that I shared, the three things, and write them down and create your personal mission statement and really get down into working on this so that you can move forward and make your business a success. Ojalá les haya gustado, guys. I really, you know, I'm speaking in Spanglish as always, but, you know, it doesn't make it any less powerful whether I speak in Spanish or English. Si necesitan o les gustaría tener esto en completamente en español, por favor, me avisan y con gusto se los mando. All right, guys, I hope you found value in this. As always, I wish you the best. Have a great one, and you will hear me on the next one. And as always, guys, I'm making a call out. If you know somebody that is a mujer de éxito unbounded, a woman of success without limits, that has a story to tell that hasn't been able to tell it, or even if they have told it, I would love to make a call out to anybody who would love to be my guest on this show. This show is for you. You are the woman of success. You are the mujer de éxito unbounded. All right, guys, let me know. And as always, I am so incredibly grateful. Have a great one. Namaste, guys.